Be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus said to his disciples, "In those days after the tribulation, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from the sky, and powers in the heavens will be shaken, and then they will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory. And then he will send out the angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the end of the earth to the end of the sky." Learn a lesson from the fig tree. When its branch becomes tender and sprouts leaves, you know that summer is near. In the same way, when you see these things happening, know that he is near. At the gates, "Amen, I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But of that day or hour, no one knows, neither the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father." Gospel of the Lord. We are now in the period awaiting the second coming of the Son of Man, Jesus Christ. We are waiting for the last day, all of us. But what does it mean by this, waiting? Does it mean Jesus wants us, the actual moment we already live in paradise? Jesus wants us this moment. We should live in paradise. If not, don't think tomorrow you will go to heaven. If today you don't choose him, don't expect that tomorrow you will choose him better. That's how we have to wait. Wait means not to procrastinate. Jesus always saying this very, very often. Don't think tomorrow, then you will do better. You remember one of the parables Jesus says? There's one farmer. That year he got a full harvest. Then he said, good, then we'll build a big house to store all these things, and then I can rest. What Jesus mentioned in the parable, Jesus says, stupid person, tonight I will take your soul, and you expect that you enjoy tomorrow? And this is the theme of today's gospel. Waiting, it doesn't mean tomorrow. Waiting means we have the direction. Towards that direction, Jesus makes it very clear, no man can serve two masters, either God or material goods. If you choose him, then you cannot choose otherwise. Don't think that you can choose both. No way. Remember one young man coming to Jesus? He wanted to share. He wanted to join to be as apostles. Jesus loved him. Jesus invited him to come. But then first Jesus says, sell your treasure, give to the poor, and then come follow me. If you want to choose God, you have to put down your material goods. It doesn't mean that you don't have to work. It doesn't mean you don't have to house. You have everything. But that's not the aim of life. If you are sad because you don't have enough money, that you will ever enjoy life. Whatever is given to us is to serve, make use of what you have, your time, your talent, even your money, to serve one another. This is the discipleship of Jesus. Jesus never condemned these goods, material goods. But don't put that in the first place. Always put God in the first place. What does mean by this? That means to say we have to do, moment by moment, the will of God. In every present moment. To live the will of God means to love. At this moment, when you pay attention, you love. Stop all those thinkings, and just right this moment, when you talk to a friend, you listen. You don't look otherwise. There's no love. If you go to visit some of your friends, when you're inside the house, and everybody do all the other things, just like you sit down there and you go to clean and to wash. This is not love. Pay attention to the person, right? So at this time, when you live the will of God by paying attention out of love, I speak out of love, then there is the mutual love. And that's what Jesus promised. Where two or three are united in his name, that means loving one another, I am in your midst. Last week, Jesus mentioned very clearly, the kingdom of God is already at hand, is in you, among the community. This is the kingdom of God. If you don't live in this spirit of love, you don't live this spirit of mutual love, you have low relationship with the Lord. Even you know after 10 years, 20 years, you will go to meet Jesus, you won't be safe if you don't have love. You know, Jesus once, Sister Faustina, you know, who is she, no? She's the one who promote the divine mercy. She had very good relationship with the Lord. She feels so warm with the Lord. But sometimes, she didn't feel the presence. She felt darkness. No taste of life at all. Then she asked Jesus, Jesus, are you close to me? Are you staying with me or not? But Jesus says, I am always with you. Even you live in darkness. I am with you. Unless you commit a mortal sin, I cannot stay with you. So if your soul is clean, Jesus promised he's always with you. Although at times you are poor, at times you are rich, at times you are joyful or painful, he is there. Except when you have mortal sin, Jesus cannot approach you. It doesn't mean he doesn't love you. He's pain. It's painful for Jesus to see a person close their heart, not trying to love, not trying to share. This is what Jesus wants us to see, this world. He never condemned any material goods. Make use of it, better use of it, good use of it, share with one another. This is the point. If we create material goods because we have a body, we need to eat, we need a shelter, of course everybody. Now today, so many people cannot afford to get a house. You can understand what the meaning. The rich control the whole business. But Jesus never condemned these social issues. If a man doesn't have a heart, you can tell him 100 times, he won't change. That means for us, Christians, we're baptized, we are his priests. By sharing the priesthood of the Lord, each one of you, man and woman, that means to say we offer together, live together in his spirit. Let our life be one with the others. Jesus come on earth is always share with all people. He touch people, healing people, give them food, give them what they need, give them sight, carry them on. This is how we have to do. This is our parousia. The last day. Last day means the day of our Lord, parousia. If you don't have the Lord with you, how can you say you are in parousia? It's nonsense. So very simple thing. As a Christian, we don't have to practice, study much theology. Important is to first live well every present moment. Many times you have to reflect, am I doing the right thing, the right time? If you don't, start again. This is the direction. You can do otherwise. You follow God, it's called God. Don't think today, one foot here and one foot there, you will ever arrive at this point. So in the Mass, this is a point that we share the life of Jesus and live together with Jesus, the same life. We share the same life. We are one body. What's important, we are one body, one mind, one spirit. Although we belong to different race, color, doesn't matter. Jesus come on earth for all. Although in the beginning, they thought only for the Jews. But they see Paul was arguing with Peter. No way. What about the other Greeks? They are brothers. Jesus died for them. That is how the church grew. The first council of Jerusalem is to define salvation belongs to all body. We thank the Lord that we have this sharing of his life, especially the Mass. So in the Mass, we offer We pray together, sing together with the Lord. Going out the same person as Christ would serve the Lord, that serve the world. You are no more living you, not you. St. Paul said, today it's not me that live, but Christ lives in me. In the name of Father, and Son, and Holy Spirit. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.